Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome to the program. Michael Cohen here with producer Desi Simmons. Legislation being proposed to allow medical facilities to donate unused drugs that would be given to needy patients. Sounds like it could help some, although it leads me to wonder just how many drugs are being left unused at these facilities. To talk about the bills, I'm joined by one of the sponsors, Republican State Representative Joel Johnson. Welcome to the program, Joel. Oh, and Joel was there. I think we'll get him back here shortly so we can get to the bottom of this idea. I mean, on the face of it, it seems like there's nothing really wrong. I mean, you're looking at folks that need medicine, and then you're looking on the other side of drugs sitting there unused. It seems like a good idea to get those two things together, kind of like peanut butter and chocolate. Republican State Representative Joel Johnson back on the phone with me. Thank you for joining me.
You bet. Thank you, Michael.
So what kind of medical facilities are we talking about, and why is this medicine being left unused?
Well, you know, it's an odd thing, Michael, to me. Any medical facility at all, including hospitals, long-term care facilities, rehab facilities, if a certain amount of medicine is set aside by prescription for a particular patient, and for some reason that patient is unable to use it all, even though this medicine has been in professional care, this medicine has to be destroyed as the law stands right now.
I see. Now, I guess my feeling is that pharmaceutical companies probably wouldn't be very happy with this program. Is that assumption correct?
Well, you know, with the fact that many pharmaceutical companies actually have programs to help folks who can't afford medications, they have been pretty good about working with us on this, and they are actually fairly supportive. The main thing that they were concerned about with this legislation as we drafted it, they wanted to make sure that we were not taking medications that had been in private hands and that could have, even though it might have been blister packed, if it had sat on the dash of a car in a 110-degree day or something like that, they were concerned about the efficacy of the drug. Where with this bill, it is strictly drugs that have been in the care of a medical professional.
Now, how would this medicine then end up in the hands of needy patients? And would it be given away, or would it be sold at a reduced rate?
It would be given away, and it would go through participating pharmacies. And this would be a voluntary situation, but there are many folks that have indicated that they would like to help with this program.
You know, this does seem like a potentially haphazard program, since many drugs require continued use, and some are even dangerous if you stop taking them suddenly. Wouldn't there be an unpredictable supply in a program like this?
Well, I think that in the long run, there will be a dependable supply. It'll take a little time to get to that point. And, you know, many times the pharmacists and the doctors do have samples of many of these drugs that they can work with, on a limited basis. And it may end up being a supplemental program to, you know, portions of drugs that the individual is able to afford as well.
Are other states doing anything like this, do you know?
You know, there are 38 other states that are doing something like this. So we're not really early on the curve here.
I'm talking to Republican State Representative Joel Johnson about his proposal to allow medical facilities to donate unused drugs. What's the general response from your fellow lawmakers? Do they think it's a good idea? Is there any real resistance to the plan?
No, we've had good response to the plan with just about everybody at this point.
And now I do want to talk about one other aspect of our drug laws here in Michigan, and that is the law that does not allow our own citizens in Michigan to sue pharmaceuticals if they, in fact, are sickened or hurt by a drug. We're the only state in the country that has a law like this. When you look at our relationship with pharmaceutical companies and how really they don't really employ that many people in the state at this point, why is this law still in place, and why are we not discussing this as something that needs to go?
you know, it's something that we should be looking at, Michael. And, you know, it's a matter of first things first. And, you know, that's something that, we will have to look at down the road. And, you know, if there's, and that's something that I have not done a lot of research on at all. And we will have to work on that.
I see. And in now, in terms of the drugs that are out there in people's homes that go unused, now, I mean, I guess there are concerns with those in the sense that they could end up in the hands of youngsters and so on. But there's really no plan for those in terms of your bills. They really are not including those in any way.
Well, what we're doing, Michael, is myself and Representative Jim Ananick are working together on this. And his portion, his bill that we're submitting these together, his bill takes care of the disposal of unused drugs that are not reusable, that have been in private hands and so forth. And so the proper disposal through pharmacies on this, and that is a very important thing because, you know, a large portion of the overdoses with drugs that happen are from, pharmaceuticals that should have been for someone else and, someone misused them that didn't have a prescription for them. And it's getting to be a big issue.
I see. So his bill then would mean that people would bring the drugs that they're not using to pharmacies to have them destroyed there?
Exactly.
I see. And in terms of, I do want to ask you one other thing. Now, the Senate, I know this is a separate topic, but the Senate overwhelmingly voted to end these lifetime health care benefits for state lawmakers. I know the House will soon be also voting on this bill.
The House actually already voted on it, Michael. I'm the one who actually introduced the bill. The Senate changed it a little bit, sent it back to us, but we voted 96 strong to go along with that and end those health care benefits.
I see. Now, that's good. Now, you said it's back at the House after the Senate's made changes. So at this point, does the House just need to confirm those changes?
Oh. The House has already done that.
Okay.
We did that last week. 96 of us voted to end those retirement health care benefits.
Now, are you one of the lawmakers that is not affected by this change?
Oh, no. I am one of the lawmakers. There are actually, my understanding is that 94 of us will not receive retirement health care benefits out of the 109 that are serving right now.
And what about the lawmakers that were able to avoid that fate? I guess, do you have any comment on the fact that they're supporting a bill that's not going to affect them in any way?
Well, you know, I can only speak for those in the House. I haven't spoken real closely to a lot of those in the Senate about this bill. Those in the House who were excluded from or exempted from this bill felt that they would have liked to have participated, those in the Senate, I'm not sure where they're coming from on it. I would guess that some of those folks would have been happy to participate in not having those benefits as well. But I'm very happy with those who supported the bill. It wasn't everything we wanted. We wanted to exempt as many, or we wanted to get as many people as possible that would not be able to receive this benefit because it puts us in line with the rest of the people in the state, and that's where we need to be. But, you know, this has been kicked around before, and it's been sent from back and forth from chamber to chamber. Mm-hmm. And when we got this back, I said, you know, it's not everything we wanted, but let's vote for it. It's a win. It takes care of most of those of us in the House. And no new legislator will ever receive that benefit again, and it's a win situation. We're very happy to have passed it.
Well, it's certainly a bold move, and it directly affects everybody at the Capitol there. So where does the bill stand now? Is it just needs to be signed by the governor? Or?
Just needs to be signed by the governor.
And I'm guessing he will, in fact, do that. Republican State Representative Joel Johnson, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you very much, Michael. I enjoyed it.